Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Masha Chapman. I'm a biotech analyst at JMP Securities, and it's my pleasure to introduce our next speaker.
Thank you, Masha, and thank you for the invitation to present today, and thank you all for your interest. I'd encourage you all to review our safe harbor statement, as we will have some forward-looking statements in our presentation today. Antares Pharma is a spec pharma company that combines proprietary best-in-class devices with pharmaceuticals that typically follow a B2 or ANDA route to the marketplace. We leverage our technology in three ways: an alliance products business, which is the longest-running business at Antares, where we partner with major pharmaceutical companies to develop proprietary B2 pathway products that are combinations of drug device or ANDAs for them. We also have two other areas: proprietary products and complex generics. Both of these are relatively new to the company. Our complex generics are the newest. We have an ANDA under review at the agency that we received a complete response letter that we deemed very favorable in February. We replied to it. It had minor deficiencies associated with labeling, so we anticipate an approval imminently. Upon receipt of that CRL, we committed to purchasing the production tooling and intend to launch that product to the marketplace with our partner for distribution, Teva, in first quarter of 2016. On the proprietary product side, the company decided approximately 6 years ago to embark on commercializing its own products and developing a pipeline behind that. The first product that was brought to market was Otrexup, and Otrexup is a once-a-week subcutaneous methotrexate for rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis. It also leads the way in a robust pipeline of development projects that include a once-a-week subcutaneous testosterone and an undisclosed product for neurology called QuickShot-M. There are some legacy products, Elestrin and Gelnique. But to look at these in some more detail, the Otrexup product is a milestone for the company in that it's the first commercial product launched by Antares, and it was launched in February of 2014, just a little over a year ago. It's the first approved subcutaneous methotrexate in the United States and offers many features and benefits that benefit the patient and the provider. The overall story is that it's a bio-better. We conducted a trial on pharmacokinetics comparing Otrexup subcutaneous methotrexate to oral dose, the standard of care. And as you can see from the data depicted here, the oral dose plateaus at approximately 15 milligrams dosage, whereby the Otrexup subcutaneous delivery offers the benefits of increased dose going all the way through 25 milligrams. Our revenue growth in Otrexup has been typical for an RA product, slow and steady. We had some noise introduced in Q4 of last year in that a competitor entered the market, and we're starting to see ourselves come out of that noise. In 2014, we had no engagement from managed care organizations. They were waiting for the competitor to enter the market. That's behind us now. We are starting to see managed care engage and having success in that. We've adopted a number of plans to accelerate the growth of Otrexup scripts in 2015, including converting our contract sales organization, which we had with Quintiles in 2014, to our own sales reps, employees of Antares. We increased the number from 25 territories with Quintiles to 32 of our own territories and brought over the best-performing reps. That was completed in February of this year, and we have approximately half the sales force is new to Antares and the story. We added an improvement in our hub services. and also initiated a starter pack to facilitate the prescribers being able to have access to the product and also get the prior authorizations that are often required simplified for the prescribers. We've seen that having positive benefit as of late and look forward to that continuing to impact scripts positively as the year goes by. And as I mentioned earlier, we are having success with managed care organizations in that we're getting good traction with them now and see really this year, 2015, as the true launch year for the product. In the pipeline for proprietary products, QuickShot Testosterone is the world's first once-a-week subcutaneous injection of testosterone for testosterone replacement therapy. The market is still very vital, in excess of $2 billion in 2014, and we have started to see scripts growing again in the market. The design goals of this product are many. It is quick, easy, painless. It takes approximately 5 seconds to do an injection. It eliminates the transference issues that are associated with topical gels. And we believe it has a likely impact of improving patient compliance, which is the number one reason for the discontinuation of topical gels in the marketplace. We are conducting a phase 3 trial that called STEADY, the Subcutaneous Testosterone Replacement Efficacy and Safety in Adult Men Diagnosed with Hypogonadism. That's why we call it STEADY. The top line results were released in February of this year, and the results were we deemed to be stellar, best in class for any testosterone development program. We had, as you can see from the data, no excursions outside of the normal range and very, very tight control. And as you can see from the graphical representation of C average, our clinical trial showed that patients using the QST had testosterone levels within the range and not exceeding the normal range throughout the 7-day dosage period. We have updated our QST program with recent events, recent interactions with the agency. On January 9th, 2015, and May 18th, we received communications from the agency. And the bottom line here is the agency has asked for an expanded safety database that is approximately 350 subjects exposed to QST, with 200 subjects exposed at 6 months and 100 subjects exposed for a year. When we compared that to our clinical development program, we were approximately 70 patients short at the 6-month duration. So we announced on June 1st that we were finalizing a protocol design to begin a supplementary safety study to add these 70 patients at 6 months. And we expect to start enrolling patients in Q3 of this year. Moving on to the Alliance Products business, that is headlined by Vibex Epinephrine, Exenatide, Penone, over-the-counter gel product, and a life cycle management product. Vibex Epinephrine is a partnered product with Teva. The market in the epinephrine pen market in 2014 on a retail basis was approximately $1.8 billion, so a relatively large market. Teva and Mylan have included forecasts for an AB-rated generic EpiPen in their forecasts for this year. And recent events, Mylan citizens petition to try and block the FDA review of Teva's ANDA for the EpiPen was denied without comment on June 15th. And Teva has stated that they expect an FDA decision on their EpiPen application in the second half of 2015. Vibex Epi is very current and under active review by the agency, but we also have a number of other development projects with Teva, including Exenatide. Teva filed an ANDA for Exenatide in October 2014, and we also have an undisclosed development with Teva for a relatively large product that's a B2 program. that has completed PK work in Europe called codename PEN-1. We have additional pipeline developments in our alliance business, including an undisclosed branded OTC gel product with Pfizer that's currently in its second phase 3 clinical development. For that, we receive a development and sales-based milestone payments and royalties on net sales for 3 years post-launch. And we have a very exciting undisclosed partnership that we announced in Q3 2014 that is a life cycle management extension program for a very successful drug. Complex generics, the last of the trio of businesses for Antares, and the newest, is very exciting in that Vibex sumatriptan will be the first ANDA filed by Antares on its own. The application is under active review. We expect an approval any day based on that CRL I mentioned earlier, and commercialization to start for this product in Q1 of 2016. What makes this even more exciting than the revenue generation potential here is that this really validates Antares' ability to develop our own proprietary complex device drug generic products, and we'll be looking to expand our pipeline in this area and add a very, very strong third business leg to the business. So we believe that Antares Pharma is a very compelling investment opportunity. We're a leader in high-performance combination products. We're a commercial stage with an advanced pipeline and several near-term catalysts, including the EpiPen project with Teva, the QuickShot testosterone, and the imminent commencement of an additional supplementary safety study to meet the FDA exposure requirements. Continued Otrexup script growth throughout 2015, and a what we expect to be an imminent Vibex sumatriptan approval, which will be Antares' first ANDA on our own. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the audience? All right, so you talked about your commercial efforts to grow Otrexup. So can you talk a little bit in more detail about what you're seeing on the market now following some of the changes that you introduced and when do you expect to have the impact on the top line?
Sure. Well, many, many changes since we rolled the product out. Integrating and expanding the sales force is approximately 90 days now since we did that, so the proverbial paint is not quite dry on that yet. But already we're starting to see very, very positive things in the acceptance of the product by managed care, by prescribers, and by patients. The hub service program that we put in place was really at the request of the prescribers that we heard loud and clear in 2014 that they would prescribe the product at a considerably increased rate if we could facilitate making the product easier to get it paid for. So we enhanced our copay program. We rolled out a hub service that takes over the prior authorization process for the prescribers and makes it extremely easy for them to get their patients on to Otrexup. In addition, we commenced a starter pack to bridge the patient from the original script through managed care approval of their script. And that's a month of product to make sure that the patient is covered through any time that the managed care organization imparts on approving the script. The programs are underway now. The sales force fully trained and implemented, and what we see from the channel is extremely encouraging. The nature of the RA space is slow and steady. The disease is a very slow progressing disease. The clinicians see their patients just a couple of times a year, and if you look at benchmark scripts for other RA drugs, they typically increase without inflection points. They typically grow at a slow and steady rate. We're expecting to see a resumption of slow and steady. We're starting to see indicators from an internal perspective that would lead us to believe we're well on our way to make that happen. And the big disruption that we felt in our scripts were, in hindsight, pretty clearly attributable to the launch of a competitive product. Please. We have not partnered the product as of yet outside the United States, and we're at this point in time very focused on the United States.
But the regulatory package should essentially be non-U.S. as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you see the RA market evolving once oral products are being, as oral products are being introduced, specifically JAK inhibitors, for example, in the next couple of years, and how it will impact Atrexa?
The advent of oral dose biologics, if you will, the JAK inhibitors, has not really shaken up the market with regards to Otrexa. What we see clinicians doing is utilizing methotrexate as their first line therapy, either as a monotherapy or a combination therapy, and then bringing in the biologics as appropriate based on the patient's either becoming intolerant to oral dose methotrexate or disease progression. Very often, we see the clinicians utilizing methotrexate in a concomitant fashion, and ergo they are continuing methotrexate therapy, either in monotherapy or combination therapy, and adding the biologic to it. So the advent of new biologics, the advent of potential biosimilars into the biologic space, we don't anticipate that that's going to change the demand for methotrexate, and certainly not in a negative fashion.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit more about Vyvanse's EpiPen market potential and how it will impact your top line?
Sure. Well, the Vyvanse's EpiPen is a very exciting product for Antares and has the potential to be really transformational for the company. The market in 2014, the retail market for EpiPen was approximately $1.8 billion in the United States, and we would not be surprised to see another price increase prior to an AB-rated generic entry to the marketplace. So that could be significantly higher. There is a settlement between Teva and Mylan/Pfizer that the settlement date, actually we just passed yesterday, June 22nd. The settlement was over patent litigation that provided Teva with the only clear access to the generic marketplace until the patents expire in 2021. So we anticipate that the market will be very tight between Teva and Mylan until 2021. The economics for Antares are a combination of device sales to Teva, whereby we make a gross margin, plus a mid to high single-digit royalty on Teva's net sales. The combination of those two for modeling purposes equates to approximately a 10% royalty on Teva's net sales. So in modeling a rollout of a sole AB-rated generic EpiPen, one could see that the 10% of a sizable part of the market going to Antares is potentially a game changer from a financial perspective for Antares. So we're living in very, very exciting times.
I understand that Impact acquired what looked like a generic EpiPen possibility recently. They paid a lot of money for it. Do you have any information on that and where it stands on that spectrum relative to the 2021 date that you mentioned?
Yeah, my understanding of that product is it's not AB rateable, so it would be a B2 pathway to the market, and I'm not sure how long it has to go, whether they've disclosed that.
Do you have any efforts to expand your pipeline and portfolio, or do you feel that your hands are pretty much full for now?
Well, for the moment, I think our plate's pretty full. We're always open to opportunities. One of my top priorities since becoming CEO has been to add products to the RA bag to further amortize the commitment we've made to an RA sales force. So we would hope to see some activity there. But as far as the development pipeline goes, I think we're pretty satisfied with what we have there right now.
All right. Any more questions from the audience? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.